And this is Radio Catskill. We're your community radio station. Thank you so much for tuning in here during All Things Considered. We'll be going, we'll get you the full rundown of the latest numbers of COVID-19 after the headlines at the top of the hour. But I'm just mentioning them here because they are up in Sullivan County, and the number of quarantined are up to the highest that they've been as far back as we can see, which is only through July on the dashboard. But we'll get you all the details coming up, but I just mentioned that now because we're heading into our first interview of the afternoon, and we're heading into Thanksgiving. Now, Thanksgiving, of course, it's a holiday. Everybody gets together, family, friends, celebrating everything that they're thankful for. However, this year, as with all things, will be different because of COVID-19, and cases are continuing to rise. New restrictions on social gatherings are in place as we head into this gathering holiday. Here to help navigate all of it is Dr. Ivanette Wahbe-Ramos from Sun River Health. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Ramos.
Hi, Jason. Thank you for having me.
So we spoke a bit off air because, you know, just to explain a little bit more of my position here is I've been doing this, you know, we've been doing these interviews since the pandemic took hold. So I've done similar interviews heading into, you know, Mother's Day, 4th of July, Labor Day. We always say, hey, holiday's coming up. Let's talk to a doctor. What should people keep in mind? But this time, instead of asking the doctor, like, what should people keep in mind? I'm just going to come right out and say, like, it's Thanksgiving and the pandemic's rising and there's no real reason why people should get together, right?
I agree with you. The recommendations are still in place. We don't recommend to have gatherings more than 10 people, right? And we know that we want to get together. We know that we've been in isolation for a long time. So we're in need of that social contact, but we are not up the clear to have that social contact. So we recommend doing other stuff to get in contact with your family, but do not put in risk your loved ones. So we don't recommend have large gatherings at this moment.
Right. And just to reiterate that, the CDC basically was saying that by the end of last week. And even Governor Cuomo is advising against it. And he went on air live today.
Correct. It's just because the numbers are going high. So we have to think about how it was at the beginning of the pandemic. Everybody was very scared. Now people are kind of like lowering the guard, and that is why we have numbers going up. And it's just the beginning of winter. It's just the beginning of the flu season, right? So we know that this is going to be getting a little bit worse before it gets better. So we need to do our best to try to just make sure that that curve doesn't go too high. And this is one of those things that we can do. Minimizing our social contacts, our gathering during the holidays, including this upcoming holiday, Thanksgiving.
And it basically sounded like what the CDC was advising. And they gave a number of tips of, like, if you are going to see people and if you are going to be outside versus inside. But the front of what they were saying in advising against travel and advising against people getting together was essentially to say, you know, you can have Thanksgiving with the people in your household, meaning the people that you've been spending the pandemic with, the people that you've been with on a regular basis, at least for the last couple of weeks.
Remember, the concept is that you don't want, so even if we live in the same county, we're not exposed to the same things, right? So if we're all living in the same house, you have different risks of exposure that I have when I'm here in the health center, right? So we don't, even though that we're less than, let's say, your family and mine are 10, but we are at a higher risk if we get together because it's whoever you get exposed to and whoever I get exposed to. So it just get much, much higher, the risk, versus if it's just, even if you live in a household where you have 10 people living together, even if it's a big house and you have 15 people living together, yes, you're going to have Thanksgiving with that immediate family because you're living in the same house, right? Versus we're a different household, so we don't recommend to have that gathering. When speaking about the inside and outside, the concept is that if we are in an enclosed place, right, the risk of spreading the disease or getting infected with COVID-19 increase because you're in a closed area. If you're outside, you have more space to have your six feet apart or more distancing. But even if you have, if you're having a barbecue, I really highly would recommend against having anything higher than 10 people together, even if it's outside.
Right. Okay. And, you know, again, that's the governor's restriction as well in New York State, you know, even for private folks, is don't have more than 10 people together. And also what came up today is, they actually were talking to the governor and saying, well, some upstate sheriffs say they won't enforce that. And Governor Cuomo came back to his usual thing of, well, you know, I mean, after talking about how if this is the law, then law enforcement people have to enforce it. But moreover, that it's about instilling a sense of responsibility in people and care for not just themselves, but their loved ones and the wider community.
You know, that is funny you said that. I have the same conversation with my husband yesterday. We were talking about, well, how can they really reinforce this, right? But it is a sense of self-reporting, own responsibility. We have to do our part because we're in this together. So, no, I don't expect the police to go house by house to count how many people are there, right? But I think that we should be responsible as adults. We should be able to say, this is where we are. We know how bad it can be because we were there 6 months ago, right? And we know where we're heading to. So we have to be responsible and we have to adhere to the law, right?
Right.
Whether they're going to have somebody reinforcing it or not, that is a different story. But I think that we should be responsible enough not to do it. Not because we're going to get caught, but because it's the right thing to do.
Now, where you're working, are you primarily just working in Sullivan County facilities? Or are you also in Orange County facilities?
So I work in Peekskill area, but I'm the regional director for the Hudson Valley. So I travel across the whole Hudson Valley. So I'm going to Sullivan, Orange County. I go all the way to Armenia, Monticello areas, you know.
So we give people updates on the status of COVID insofar as Sullivan County Public Health knows. They release advisories. We announce them. We look at their dashboard and announce that every day, talking about how many active cases there are, how many people are hospitalized, things like that. So since you're familiar with some places outside of Sullivan County, moving down to Orange County area, Hudson Valley,
right.
What are you seeing? How are the numbers? What's it been like? And how are the hospital facilities doing?
They are increasing. Numbers of outpatient cases are rising in a worrisome way. You know, Peekskill, for example, we're seeing a significantly increased new cases. Hospitalization rate have increased. I do not know the exact numbers, but I do know that they're increasing. Dead cases, I think that the percentage haven't changed much, though, which is a positive thing. We also noticed that with the time that it takes to get the test back, we know that that is another issue that you're getting. At the beginning of the pandemic, you have sometimes 10 days to get lab results, right? That we know that that as a whole state, that is an issue, not only New York, even in the whole United States. So now we used to see the COVID test results coming back in 2 days. Because the increased numbers, we having a delay in results back to 4 days. And I expect that to even go higher as the numbers go higher. And it's what we expect in the next upcoming weeks. We have major gatherings, right, that are coming. Thanksgiving, that we encourage not to do it, but we know that we're going to have some part of the population doing those gatherings, even against recommendations. So we're going to listen, and Christmas, New Year's, those dates are going to be, I believe that it's going to be increasing in numbers as well.
Okay, well, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us. We're going to have to get going, but Dr. Ivanette Rabe Ramos, thank you for checking in with us from Sun River Healthcare.
Thank you, Jason. My pleasure.